Today is April 26th, 2024. I'm TJ Gentry, and it's time for another Daily 180, 3 minutes in God's Word. Well, we're coming to the end of another week, and we're wrapping up a theme that we've been looking at since last week. Counting today, for 10 days, we will have considered this key question: wise or foolish? Are we wise or are we foolish? And we've been looking at the book of Proverbs, in particular portions from chapters 1, 2, and 3, to draw out our answer. We want to be wise, and we don't want to be foolish. And so we've been asking secondary questions to help us determine, are we being wise or foolish? Well, we're going to do that again today. The verse, two verses, actually, that I want to focus on are Proverbs 3, 11, and 12. The Bible says, "My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights." So here's my question. Do you despise correction? Do you despise correction? It's hard to be told you're wrong, especially if you end up being wrong. It's hard to be corrected. It's hard to be chastened, disciplined. However, the wise will learn to love the chastening and correction that God gives. Why? Well, it's not because they like pain. It's because they know that it shows God's love, that He delights in those that He is chastening and correcting. Now, God is willing to chasten and correct all of us, but so often we miss out on His love, experiencing it in our souls. We miss out on realizing He delights in us because we resist correction. We refuse to be chastened. So often the blessings God has for us are cut short because we won't stick around and work through the pain of a corrective moment. Now, I know this from firsthand experience because I have ran the other direction many times when I was being corrected and when I was being chastened. And here's what I've learned. God loves me so much, and this is true of you too, that if I won't take the lesson this time, there'll be another circumstance and He's going to do it again. He's going to correct me again. He's going to chasten me again because He loves me, He delights in me, and He will not let me not learn. Now, I always have a choice, but the wise choice is to answer, do you despise correction, and say, no, I don't. I'm willing to be corrected. I'm willing to be chastened because I'm loved by God and He delights in me. Amen.